Hi guys.
Welcome back to the Unraveling the World podcast.
On this week's episode, we wanted to talk about feminism in media, and we wanted to focus on this topic because recently there have been a lot of movies and there have been a lot of inspirational figures, specifically like women in government or women acting in films. And we wanted to discuss this today because not only are these women inspiration for younger girls out there in the world, but they're making history with the roles that they play. So Ishani, do you want to start off?
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to bring up the biggest, like, I guess, symbol for feminism in media in 2023, that being like the Barbie movie. And I really liked the movie for two things. One, that it wasn't like a love story between a guy and a girl. And two, that to me, it felt like it rebranded what pink means. And starting off with how it wasn't like a love story, obviously, Ken had feelings for Barbie, and that those feelings weren't reciprocated by Barbie herself. And it wasn't a movie about a love story. It was so much more than that. And how women, I think, it means more to being a woman than just being empowered. And it kind of recognizes all the issues women face, and kind of understanding that and still being empowered instead of completely ignoring all the issues women face and just telling women to be empowered. I think that's what the main message was. And obviously Ken was like a side character that added to the plot and added humorous dialogues and stuff like that. And I really liked that for one reason. And the second was that it rebranded what pink means, because I think historically pink has been viewed as like pink, although it's a girly color, it has been viewed as like less than somehow, and it has been viewed as like weak, or like it's too childish, or like only little girls like that, or something like that to me. And recently, I think through the Barbie movie, because it became a trend for both guys and mainly girls to go to theaters wearing in full-on pink outfits and taking cute pictures, I think through the movie it rebranded what pink means, because women were like empowered when they went to these theaters and they were able to connect to each other. And it remained a girly color. It is a girly color, and in that sense, but even though it's a girly color, it doesn't mean that it's weak or it's any less than. It actually means being empowered and being like culturally connected. And that's just something that I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, so you mentioned the movie Barbie. I wanted to like connect off of that, and I wanted to discuss another movie called like Hidden Figures. It's a very popular movie because it talks a lot about African American female representation. And I really like this movie because it focused a lot on feminism, and it showed a lot about how these women, like female mathematicians working at NASA like during the 1900s, it showed the struggles that they faced both racially and because of their gender, because they were always like marginalized and they were looked down upon. I remember there was like a specific scene in the movie where one of the women had to like walk several miles just to use the bathroom, like because of like racial segregation. But also she was looked down upon because she was a woman, and people didn't expect like women to be smart. And this movie like kind of really resonated with me because it showed like the challenges that they encountered, and then also how they were able to like, you know, come back from these sort of setbacks. And I know that a lot of these three women that were in the movie, Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson, they were like really inspirational figures for many African American girls who wanted to, you know, pursue a career either in the STEM field or in any field in general, because the movie was crafted in like such a beautiful manner.
Yeah, and I also wanted to bring up that like I think it's also really important to bring up how I think a lot of when we start talking about feminism, I think in the early 2000s or even late 1900s or whatever, I think there were a lot of feminism in media was portrayed by white women. And that's not to say that white women don't face like gender disequality, but I think it's really important to also specifically have movies like Hidden Figures that talk about like the specific issues that black women faced during that time, because as you said, like they had to walk like so many miles just to use the restroom. I think that adds another layer to how systematically like oppressive these barriers are. And it shows the world that like Black women hold the strength and resilience to work at a place that is so like a STEM environment that is so male dominated. And I think it's really important to also, because I think the movie did a fantastic job like covering what Dorothy Rangoon did in the past. And like, it also, I think, to me, it felt, I remember watching in my math class, and it added a new perspective for me, because I am not like a girl in STEM, like as people say, like I'm not a woman in STEM. And so it like kind of gave me insight to what other women might feel like, because these fields are so dominated. And I've honestly seen in my other like in my AP stat class, for example, it's mostly just guys. And last year I covered an article about like a new class called Emerging Financial Markets, and when I was talking to the teacher, he was talking about like the gender disbalance in his class and how it's mostly just guys. And I think that's like, I feel like that's very unfortunate, but I think that movies like these, like Hidden Figures and other movies, help motivate women who are interested in these fields to not feel afraid. Because I think at the end of the movie, there's this one clip that's gone viral on TikTok and stuff, that she like finally like bursts, and she like kind of, she like announces to all of her coworkers of all the, like the barriers and all the things that they've done to kind of negate and ignore her. And she kind of bursts and she tells them all the things that they could have done better. And I think movies like these that show that you do have the voice to like kind of speak about what you want, and like have, and you do, and women do have the should have the courage to join the fields that they're interested in, I think those movies really like do end up having so much of an impact on girls who do want to go into these STEM fields and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, these movies, they're based on real stories, but there's also like real life examples of women that play feminist roles. And I think Kamala Harris is one of the biggest ones. And as we're like wrapping up on 2023, I think we should really focus on that, because she is our vice president. And as the first female vice president of the United States, she shattered a lot of gender norms, and she inspired girls and women worldwide by showing that women can hold the highest powers of position and leadership. And more than that, she's also like part Indian. So I think that this sent a message to a lot of girls across the world, you know, a lot of like Asian American girls, that they're capable of doing something like Camp Kamala Harris did. And not only is she like a role model herself, but she also advocates for a lot of like women's rights, because throughout her career, she's been fighting for issues like equal pay, reproductive rights, healthcare access. And, you know, it just shows that like her presence in a historically male-dominated field, she's like a really big representation for a lot of people. And seeing a woman of color in such a prominent political role is empowering, not just for women, but also a lot of marginalized communities. And her advocacy also extends like beyond gender equality, and it encompasses like diversity and inclusion. Like I said, her background for like South Asian representation and fighting for like the rights of all Americans, regardless of race, gender, and background, just shows like the genuine person that she is. And like, yeah, overall, a lot of women have just been like speaking out about like the amazing things that she's done. And just her playing a role as vice president and breaking gender norms is really insane. And I find it really surprising that like we haven't had like a female president, and we're in like 2023. But having like the first female vice president is something super surreal.
Yeah, and I think talking about Kamala Harris, like I was doing research, and when in the first year that she got elected as vice president, there was like, I'm getting the source from byline.com, and they said that almost 4,000 problematic tweets were sent in the first 135 days of office. And I think that's so heartbreaking, because her being the a female woman of color as our vice president, and her instantly receiving so much hate, is, I guess, it's just shocking to see that like in like 2020, or there's just so much like hate than I guess we expected to see, because we are so modern and we consider, I think we, and we are really more progressive than we were. I expected our thoughts to be more modernized, and I'm not saying that we aren't, but I think that those numbers are just shocking because a lot of the tweets are so sexist and horrendous. Like, you can definitely search them up, but like they come at her in such a like a sexist angle, and I understand that a lot of the tweets come from like opposing parties, but I think that the tweets are written in such a way that come for her gender as a lot of people's main issue with the vice president. And yeah, as you brought up, like, there's not been a woman president, and I think that's so like surprising because like the demographic of all of our presidents have been the same, and I think that really speaks to like the systematic problems. Like, I feel like that brings up a whole different like problems in the country, but like, yeah, I think that's a really surprising issue, and I think that that's one of the first things that people talk about when they talk about feminism and representation is that of our own government, and I think the lack of women in office. So I guess not to talk about politics, but I think to talk about like representation, Kamala Harris has done so much to support like women who want to go into political science. And I know that because obviously our school is South Asian dominated, I think it like, and there's so many people who are interested in politics and like just that area of science, like I think it's very, I'm sure it's very motivating to see someone of the same demographic to go into a field that they're interested in. And I think having women go into all of these different fields encourage, like talking about Hidden Figures, like women who are interested in like science or like aerospace engineering or whatever are able to go in because they know that women who look like them have been in those environments and not only been in there, they've thrived in those environments. And now women in politics are able to thrive, and actors through the Barbie movie, and I'm sure through like other fields, they are now more motivated to have women who look like them go into those fields and do well.
Yeah, I wanted to touch upon your point. You brought up the Twitter comments about Kamala Harris after her and Joe Biden were announced, you know, like vice president and president. I wanted to talk because I think sexism is one of the biggest issues in our world. And while the United States is, you know, more progressive than other countries, I think like we need to talk about this problem because there's a lot of issues in terms of like socialization and cultural norms, because a lot of kids from an early age, like individuals, are socialized into specific gender roles and stereotypes. And, you know, these norms are reinforced through media, education, family, and societal expectations. And I feel like in the United States, we're getting a little better in terms of getting rid of these norms. But in a lot of, like, less progressive countries, like, for example, India, I know that, like, girls are seen like, oh, you don't need education. Like, women are told to, like, you know, stay in the household, like, do chores. Like, they don't need a job or they don't need to work oftentimes. And I think that the media portrays these sort of stereotypes and objectifies a lot of these women. And I think that we need to get rid of these stereotypes in order to become a more progressive, you know, sort of a, like, world in general.
Yeah, and I think I also wanted to touch on, like, just going back a bit, I think that about, like, the movie world, I think what, as someone who was watching like movies and stuff from obviously like everyone else from like a really young age, like movies and shows, I remember watching like Liv and Maddie, and basically I'm sure everyone knows, but like Liv was like a very like girly girl and Maddie was like a tomboy, and I remember watching that and it kind of felt like a very like binary option for women to either like be a very girly girl or a tomboy. And I'm not saying that the movies, I don't think the show is at fault for anything, because I know that we were all children, and I'm sure that that was not the motive, but, like, I just think that it's interesting to see, and I think the show aired, like, only, like, in, it was not that long ago, it's, like, I think 2018 or something like that, and I think that it's just interesting to see how, like, I think women in media started off, like, going back to the very, like, early days, well, it started off with women portraying, like, these housewives and, like, these very, like, taking on, like, caretaker roles and, like, the sweet mother or, like, something like that. And that's shown in even theater and stuff. And then it, like, progressed on to very binary roles of either you're this or you're that. And in very many rom-coms, it's been that, like, the tomboy is either, like, not the main character and the girly girl is, and she's the one that gets the guys or whatever. And I think it's just interesting to see how these shows have progressed. And I'm kind of interested to see how it will progress, because I think also I invite the idea of having women, like, I think the way women are represented through side characters is also very important, because I think, like, the idea of feminism can be shown, and the importance of it can also be shown through, like, through the side characters, because I don't necessarily think a movie can also speak on the importance of feminism instead of having the entire movie be about feminism and that be the entire point of it. Because obviously the Barbie movie, that was, like, one of the main points, but I think it's also really important to have movies where, like, the idea of feminism is kind of weaved into, like, the side scenes, so it's not seen as something, like, different, because I think that could, like, really help normalize, like, empowering women, because, like, I don't know, I think it's really important for women to also understand that, like, the idea of being empowered doesn't necessarily mean, like, it isn't something so new and, like, isn't something new and, like, crazy that a whole movie needs to revolve around it. It needs to be normalized, I think. And normalized in the sense, like, it needs to just be adapted to, and needs, and I think movies need to work on, like, having that in the sidelines. And I'm there have been movies that have been doing that, but I think that should just be the new norm. But I did really like how, like, recent movies have allowed all, like, the Barbie movie allowed, like, younger girls who used to play with Barbies when they were little grow up and have the new idea of what it means to be a Barbie, and, like, regardless of, like, race and stuff, everyone's a Barbie, and, like, have each other, like, see the progressiveness of when they were a child and how media and the social world was to, like, whatever, 20 years later of them being, like, an adult and having the entire idea of that, like, restructured.
Yeah, and I wanted to also ask a question. I wanted to ask, like, what do you think that our society needs to do to kind of get away from this stereotypical mindset that women are, like, lesser than, or, you know, like, how do we get rid of those norms and work towards being a more progressive society?
I think, like, one of the biggest thing is, like, I don't know, I feel like, because I think definitely representation helps a lot, but I think, like, having, I don't know, I feel like in our day-to-day life, I think it really matters of, like, what kind of environment you're in, because I think, especially in my environment of, like, where, of New Jersey and stuff, I don't think as much as I understand how, like, privileged I am to say this, I feel like as a woman, every day I don't necessarily feel how different I feel, unless, and then I, like, kind of remember, and then I see the news of, like, all the women in, like, different countries who have been looked down on and stuff, and I think that really plays into, like, how I feel about, like, how I feel like women are being treated, because I think we have the privilege to say that, like, we don't necessarily feel the causes of the inequality in everyday life, but I think it does play a role in our mindset and stuff, in our mindset especially. So I think the first step to, like, a world where we're more progressive is, like, I think it starts with women ourselves before we can depend on, like, movies or, like, or men or, like, different sources. I think it starts off with, like, us and our moms and our, like, grandmoms having the idea, like, recognizing first of all, like, historically the way that we have been treated was not okay, and, like, understanding that all of the challenges that we face now, I think it, like, depends on us, on how we, I think it's very important that it, on how we react to it in the way that, like, we recognize it and we work on reshaping how to change that life for other women, because I think that we can depend on others, and I think it would be great to depend on like media and stuff like that, but I think it starts off with like helping little girls rethink about how to make a better world for them instead of like depending on other sources, you know. So yeah, what do you think? How do you think we can like reshape how we think about feminism and stuff like that?
I think that it starts mostly in education. Like, even when we talk about like your political ideologies, like I was thinking about this the other day, it really depends on like what state you grew up in and the education that you receive, right? Like,
yeah,
each state is like commonly known for like being like a blue state or a red state, but I think that's mainly because of the education system like each person grows up in. Like a person that's like in the South is probably going to be holding like Republican ideologies because of the system and because of the people around them, right? Like, I think that education is like really important when we talk about like feminism, because from an early age, children can be fed the idea that, oh, like women are lesser than men, or women belong in the household, women are supposed to be doing chores. Like, that isn't something that should be normalized, because you're going to grow up with that same mindset, thinking that, oh, women are supposed to do this and men are supposed to do this, when that's not true. Right? I think if we get rid of that like stereotype early onwards, we can kind of promote like equal opportunities and also advocate for like women being equal of men. And clearly that's not happening right now, and even though we are working towards that, like it's not like 100% achieved yet.
Yeah. And just to I guess conclude the episode, I just want to add on the importance of education, because I think like education plays a really strong aspect, and I've seen in the past couple of years a lot of like, this is not just related to women, but a lot of books have been banned in America because they speak on either women's rights or like LGBTQ rights or something like that. And like, it's just, I think it's very important to understand that like your own experience is not the experience of the entire world. So if you do feel like you're privileged, I think it's really important to educate and understand that just because you feel like that, that's not a shared experience, and other women or other people might be going through a different, and live in a whole different world than you because of their income, because of their race, because of their sexuality or identity or whatever. And I think that's the biggest step, just educating yourself and coming to realizing that your experience is not the only experience in the world. And yeah, I think of a lot of like people who in control, or like people who have a platform, who usually speak on these issues, also like started educating on those issues. I think that would be a good start to like a brighter world.
Yeah, and I think that concludes our episode. Bye.
All right. Bye.